the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. A lot of breaking news today. Excited about some of the breaking news. Always love to see the headline, Donald Trump in contempt of court. That's a civil matter and not as big a deal as the headline might sound like, at least not the action that's happened today. Now, if that forces the man to actually make disclosure, well, it could be a bigger deal, because I think if he discloses, he's probably going to go down, at least make himself. That's the New York case. That's about his taxes and the falsifying of the values of his property. So the disclosure they're seeking is probably the evidence of criminality. So I can see why you might want to shield that. We talked about Elon Musk, $44 billion. Wish I could buy Twitter. Apparently he's got the financing. He's got the jank. So that could be a massive change in the social media network Twitter. That's like number two, I think. But let's get back to the Mark Meadows and the text dump Monday. Suddenly they've come to the light, and we'd like to share at least some of the big takeaways. I think we're only up to number two. I better talk a little quicker. Number two, the big takeaways from the Meadows text. Trump Jr. and former Energy Secretary Rick Perry each texted Meadows, again the chief of staff to the president, the day after the election to discuss ideas for overturning the results. They hadn't even declared an outcome yet. They were already seeking means to overturn the results. And I mean, I get it, Don Jr., but Rick Perry? Oops, Rick, you've been compromised. Now, Perry had previously denied this, but CNN confirmed the message was sent from his phone because he signed his name and included his, personal cell phone number. Number three, the former president's allies tried to blame the violence on Antifa almost right away, with campaign spokesman Jason Miller suggesting that Trump pinned the blame on them at 3:45 on January 6th. And GOP lawmakers started texting Meadows with the same claims within minutes. Like, they don't have a messaging platform. Capitol Police told me last night that they'd been warned that today there'd be a lot of Antifa dressed in red Trump shirts and hats and would likely get violent, texted Rep. Louis Gohmert. Always a viable source. So anyways, the narrative changed to blame Antifa almost right away. Number four, Marjorie Taylor Greene, we mentioned her, told the court last week that she couldn't recall discussing the possibility of Trump declaring martial law. But she texted Meadows on January 17th, 2020, now, that's interesting. Someone's got the dates wrong. I believe this article references the wrong date, because January 17th of 2020 would be a long time ago. January 17th of 2021 would make sense, and that was what was reported in the prior article we read from. So, anyway, she texted Meadows, I believe on January 17th, 2021, that would make sense, to say that several other members of the Congress wanted a president to do that, meaning martial law. And here's the quote. The only way to save our republic, follow what she called a stolen election. I don't know those things she texted. I just wanted to tell them they stole this election. We all know. Now, there is another Perry, Rep. Scott Perry. Takeaway number five. Rep. Scott Perry, a Republican from Pennsylvania, connected Meadows in late December with then DOJ official Jeffrey Clark. You remember that guy, don't you? Who was pushing baseless voter fraud claims after Attorney General William Barr resigned, and Trump considered placing him at the top of the Justice Department. Mark just checking in as time continues to count down. 11 days to January 6th and 25 days to the inauguration. We gotta get going. Now that's the guy that pled the fifth like 100 times. Didn't quite give testimony. More. Number six, the takeaway. Meadows was in contact with numerous journalists from a wide variety of outlets, but one of the most frequent interactions was with Fox News host Sean Hannity, who agreed to coordinate his coverage on Election Day to benefit Republican candidates in Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Yes, sir, Hannity replied. On it. Any place in particular we need a push. So Hannity's part of the club, right? Part of the team. And perhaps one more takeaway from the Meadows, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff to the former president. We got a text dump from him today, CNN. Well, here's number 7. The former chief of staff was also involved in planning the January 6th rally that preceded the riot. But Trump advisor Katrina Pearson, she's the, she's the one that used to wear the bullet necklace. Do you recall her? Around the campaign time, you'd have noticed the bullets she wore around her neck. But anyways, Trump advisor Katrina Pearson was upset by the fringe figures who were expected to speak. Now, I always would have perceived her as a fringe figure, but anyways, here was her quote. Things have gotten crazy and I desperately need some direction, please. Pearson texted on January 2nd and followed up that next day. Scratch that, Carolyn Wren has decided to move forward with the original psycho list. Apparently Dan Scapino approved, so I'm done. I can't be part of embarrassing the POTUS any further. You know, when Katrina Pearson's backing off and saying this is going to embarrass the president. Now, maybe she was concerned about the boss, but the boss, if you'll recall, had all his buddies come out that day. We had Rudy Giuliani saying, trial by combat. And we had Donald Trump say, you know, march down to the Capitol. Let's put some pressure on him. And Mike Pence is only courageous enough to do the right thing. And then at the end, he threw on, you know, an asterisk or two. Peacefully. Be peaceful. Because it was all peaceful. And if it wasn't peaceful, it was Antifa's fault. And hell, you got members of Congress, according to the text messages from Marjorie Taylor Greene to the former president's chief of staff. Oh, you know, we think there should be martial law. Well, on Friday, she couldn't recall saying anything like that. Didn't deny it so much. It just couldn't recall. Come back with us. More of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Going to have a fine guest in the Madison studios. She is U.S. Senatorial candidate Sarah Godlewski. She's the current treasurer. Great state of Wisconsin. Come back. It's going to be a great Monday edition. Stick around. I know you will. I was doing all-